K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Nico.
Nico, you win.
There's no way. Let's go.
You got tickets for the Killers and for Jack White and for Sublime at the Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
Let's go.
It's a world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have What's Up with Florida, a fake lawyer. Another water pipe burst in Santa Monica. What's happening over there? Yesterday, I told you about the new movie Water Park Shark. It's going to be the runaway hit of the season. Today, we're going to talk to the director of that movie. At 4:20, we have the catch of the day. In the 5 o'clock hour, more tickets for the Ocean Way Festival, Santa Monica, September 26th. And yesterday, Megan Holliday and I took calls on the topic, you were surprised by what you did while you were drunk.
So I've done a lot of crazy stuff when I was drunk, but the worst one of all was I woke up in my ex-girlfriend's grandma's house.
Ex-girlfriend's grandma's house?
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
So I went to her club.
Were you in bed with grandma?
Grandma brought me breakfast.
In bed with her.
Yeah.
What?
You did not go over to your ex's grandma's house and get in bed with her.
So, long story short, I went to a club, I valeted my car.
Right, we don't care about any of that part of the story. We know you're drunk, we know you show up at your ex's grandma, then you get in bed with your ex's grandma.
Well, I don't know, I was blacked out.
Oh, I woke up my God, in... you know.
You woke
you
up
know.
And you were in her bed.
Yeah, and then she served you breakfast in bed.
Right?
And that's the story. And we're sticking to it. This made my day.
Grandma's a goer.
This is unbeatable.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Yeah, dude.
That is new from Slightly Stupid called Backseat Driving. Those boys, Kyle and Miles, they stopped by the studio for the 420 catch of the day with that song. They got on their bus, they got high, and they left for their tour. We want you to see the Killers and Jack White and Sublime and more at Ocean Way Festival at the beach in Santa Monica. It's happening September 26th. You got another chance to win coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
It's Stephanie.
Stephanie, you win.
Yes!
You got tickets to see the Killers and Jack White and Sublime and more at Ocean Way Festival at the beach in Santa Monica on September 26th.
Yes, sir.
Get your greasy little face up next to the radio because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories.
They just kept on scratching and scratching through this wall.
That's the sound Isaac Brodkin and his roommate heard for weeks inside the walls of their San Francisco apartment.
I got to be honest, I'm not listening to that for weeks. One night of that kind of scratching from the walls, out.
And it kept on waking me up, and I couldn't sleep. That's when I knew it had to be some type of animal.
Online research pointed to raccoons, which are known to live in nearby Golden Gate Park.
Excellent. There's a whole bunch of raccoons, and they live right next to your house. Just what you want to hear.
Here was where they were for the most part.
Isaac says he began hearing clawing in his bedroom walls last April.
And he was pointing to the exact spot where the noises were coming from.
He and his roommate notified the landlord. It sent an exterminator who sprayed a repellent, but the animals remained in the wall.
The sound just kept on getting more and more intense, just like how a horror movie would. And I wasn't getting much sleep, so I moved into the living room to sleep there.
I think I'm already at a friend's house by this point.
I definitely was scared. I thought an animal was going to break in.
And then it did.
I'm sorry. What? All right, so they've broken the drywall, so there's a hole, and you can actually see the mama and baby raccoon inside the wall.
Can I disturb you?
Turns out a mother raccoon had given birth inside the wall, then broke through to Isaac's bedroom.
Earlier, he said this seemed like a scary movie. I agree, it still seems like that.
So the roommates called animal control. Isaac said he'd been hearing it for weeks.
And then I would also hear, sounded like sucking sounds.
All right. Go on.
Like feeding sounds.
Oh.
The mother raccoon peered through the hole in Isaac's wall during a visit by animal control.
It was just sticking its head out going, hey, I'm here. I'm good. Oh, we're all good.
Hi, mommy.
I think it's crazy that all of this was happening in my walls and so close to me.
The mother had pulled Isaac's Christmas lights into the wall for cushion.
I definitely felt like I was roommates with this family. It sounded like they were taking care of each other, and sometimes it was kind of cute.
I didn't hear a single noise in that report that sounded kind of cute.
But also unsafe. The animals had been in the wall for nearly 2 months.
The worst thing that could happen is the animal breaks through the ceiling and, like, drops on my head while I'm sleeping.
That's a ridiculous notion. I'm sure that's not possible.
I wouldn't want to be the tenant that wakes up to find a raccoon in my living room.
All right, it's possible, but not likely. Yesterday, I told you about a new shark movie called Water Park Shark. Discovered it yesterday talking to the director, who's the guy behind Sharknado 1 through 6. Coming up in about 20 minutes on K-Rock. We want to send you to see The Killers and Jack White and Sublime. We've been telling you about this Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. Another chance for you to win in less than an hour on K-Rock. Got a great summer movie for you to watch. It's called Water Park Shark. Talk to the director of that coming up next on K-Rock. I'm pretty sure I have a brand new favorite movie of all time. I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen the trailer and I'm in. It's called Water Park Shark. And I am going to talk to the director, Anthony, who also did 6 Sharknado movies. Calling him at home, I believe.
Hello?
Hi, is this Anthony?
Yes, this is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. It's me, Kevin from K-Rock.
Hey, Kevin. Long time.
Long time. How you been?
I've been good.
I just came across a trailer of a new movie that you made that I was unaware was happening, and it's Water Park Shark.
Yes.
Where'd that idea come from? Because you did 6 Sharknados, right?
Yeah, 6 Sharknados. I thought I was shark retired, and someone came to me with this concept for Water Park Shark. I'm like, you know, this sounds pretty cool. I said I'd do it if... we could make a full-on comedy. So we basically made Caddyshack with Shark.
And how did you get a water park to play along with this? Because I would think they would be afraid it would draw negative attention.
Well, I mean, come on. If they're worried that there's sharks that are going to get in their park, then there's other issues with the park.
That is true.
We ended up filming in Massachusetts last summer during the 50th anniversary of Jaws.
Nice.
And this park was going to be opening, I think, the second week of June. So we got to get the script in the shape really quick and shoot before they opened. And that's how it all worked out. They gave us the run of the place. The place was called Wicked Waves in Yarmouth in Massachusetts.
And in your,
and they were wonderful.
In your movie setting, it's right next to the ocean, which is how the sharks get in.
Exactly.
How do they get up to the top of the slide? Because in the trailer, I saw a girl sliding down a slide and a shark coming behind her.
Because it's Water Park Shark. And they're special sharks, just like Sharknado.
Yeah.
Everybody had an issue with, but there's sharks in a tornado. That's not possible. Yeah, and cars don't turn into robots. So you either go with it or you don't.
Yes, that's true. So Sharknado 1 was L.A. Sharknado 2 was New York City. Sharknado 3 was Washington, D.C., where sharks actually swam through the White House.
Third one was still space.
Oh, right. Space, of course.
So we crammed a lot of movies in the third one. The fourth one was Vegas. And then all across the country, and then Niagara Falls.
Well, no wonder you're pretty much done with that. You did Global Swarming. That was 5.
That was international. And the 6th one was time travel.
All right. So now you're completely out and somebody comes to you and said, what about a water park? And you go, hilarious. Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, there was just so many opportunities to have fun. And I look, you know, I've done a few serious movies since then, and just getting on set and being silly. Sometimes you need that catharsis.
I got to tell you, that is exactly what I felt when I saw the I think I saw it on Instagram, and I watched the trailer, and I thought, yes, this is joy, it's stupid, and I'm all in.
Well, we have David Chovici from Baywatch in there, and he was so game. He plays a character named Coach. It's just silly stuff like that.
Well, it looks as good/great as the other movies. I'm very excited about it. It's out now, right? You can stream it now?
Yeah. You can watch it on for rent and purchase on Amazon Prime, Fandango at Home, and Apple TV.
Oh, fantastic. And tell me about the album of the Sharknado music you have coming out.
It just came out from Enjoy the Ride Records, enjoytherideRecords.com. They approached me and said, hey, we wanted to put out some of the songs because my band Quint that I do with Robbie Rist, who was Cousin Oliver in the Brady Bunch, he's been around forever. We've recorded about 80 songs for all of our movies.
Yeah, I remember the original theme. Go, 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 go. Run away from the Sharknado.
It's your greatest fo-fo-fo. Don't want to get eaten by Sharknado. The Ballad of Sharknado. So we figured out a way to get a lot of the first and second songs on the album. We had so much fun writing them, and they span so many different genres. I mean, it's all shark-related, weather-related songs.
Your nonsense. I love it. And it's a sure lock for the Oscar. That's Water Park Shark.
Yes.
And you can watch it right now on Amazon and Apple Plus. All right, Anthony, you do good work. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
I forgot to pitch him Bathtub Shark. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Lori.
Lori, you win.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
You got tickets for the Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
Woo!
The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more are going to be there.
Awesome. Last time I saw the Killers was at a K-Rock Christmas, so let's go.
Excellent.
Let's do it.
Time to do it again. Congrats.
Thank you, guys.
The 420 Catch of the Day is coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, an Arizona influencer couple is facing backlash after their gender reveal, you're going to love this, Kevin, involved releasing live pigeons that were dyed bright blue.
My God.
Rob and Ari say they hired a professional bird release company and were assured that the dye was temporary and safe and that the trained pigeons would simply fly back home. But afterward, five bright blue pigeons were spotted near Arizona's Salt River, and two ended up with an animal rescue where workers said that the coloring didn't even come off during the first bath.
Wow.
The company says most of the birds eventually made it home, but at one point, at least one was still unaccounted for. The couple say they regret participating and wouldn't have done it if they knew what could happen. So maybe just, can we just stop with all the gender reveals?
Oh my God, it doesn't seem like we can.
Can you just text your friend and say, hey, we're having a girl.
Yeah.
Or we're having a boy, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm no fun. Number two. So this all kind of leads me into my second story. You can now officially major in being an influencer.
Oh, please.
Okay. Arizona,
go to hell.
Arizona State University's Walter Cronkite School is now offering a bachelor's degree in content creation designed for students who want to turn social media into an actual career. So, but before you think of, you know, learning TikTok dances and that kind of thing, it's really covering video and podcast production, personal branding, social media strategy, and how to actually monetize your content. So students can even work at ASU's Los Angeles Content Studio, where they develop their own media brands. Blah, blah, blah.
That's not quite as bad as I thought.
It's not as bad as I thought, but, like, isn't that just communications
in a way? Yeah, I
would think
so, yeah.
But it just makes me so sad that this is an actual thing that is happening.
The first class you have to take is Douchebag 101.
Yes, yes. It's a great class. I've taken it. Number three, if you're heading to Warped Tour this year, I'm going to shamelessly plug myself. You can stop by my nonprofit Life of the Party booth. We're going to be out there all weekend giving out free Narcan. We're going to teach festival goers on how to use it to reverse an opioid overdose, because taking a few minutes to learn this, you could really save someone's life. We trained someone last year, a bartender, and they actually used our Narcan. They saved someone's life.
Fantastic.
At Warped Tour last year. And we have some awesome stuff to win. We'll be raffling off signed skate decks from Tony Hawk. We got swag from bands like All Time Low, Jimmy Eat World, Papa Roach, Joyce Manor, and many more. And then on Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m., Save Ferris are going to be hanging out and doing a signing at our booth as well. So please come say hi, grab some Narcan.
Very cool.
Get in on some cool stuff. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a word premiere from The Paradox. It's called I Kinda Like That. It's off The Paradox's upcoming EP, Proceed With Caution. which is out October 2nd. They're playing the Warped Tour this weekend. And Megan Holliday had a chance to catch up with them earlier today.
All right. I'm Megan Holliday, and I'm here with the Paradox. What's up,
Hi.
You guys?
Hey.
Okay, so we're so excited to world premiere your brand new song. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us about the song?
We worked on this song with our friends Dano Robopop and Nick Furlong, not going by his nickname. And we were just so happy to get this song out for you guys. We worked on this one last year. We're really excited about this one. I was really excited about this one. And this song means absolutely everything to me. It's
everything. Yeah, more than food, like it, right?
With an air.
Exclusive.
It's Eric from The Paradox, and this is the world premiere of our new song, I Kinda Like That. It's about being in a toxic relationship, but being right where you want to be. The world famous K-Rock.
World premiere exclusive.
All right, I kind of screwed that up a little bit, but this is I Kinda Like That. It's The Paradox, the 420 catch of the day world premiere on K-Rock. That is The Paradox, I Kinda Like That. It's a world premiere for the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. Catch them this weekend at the Warped Tour. We have tickets for you for the Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
And we're going to be doing that during the 5 o'clock phone topic on the world famous K-Rock.
Roughly between 4:30 and 5:30 each day, we do What's Your Story? We give you a topic, you call in, and for the best topic,
we will have your tickets to go to the Ocean Way Festival on the beach in Santa Monica. You're going to see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more on September 26th.
Let's go! Screen bop.
Screen bop.
Bop. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. It's time for What's Your Story? And this is where we give you a topic. Today's topic is going to be what happened to you in the pit.
In the pit!
We love talking about this on weeks where there's a weekend festival.
Yes, Warped Tour happening this weekend.
Very excited about that. So what happened to you in the pit? It can be good or bad.
Right.
Like the one I told last time was Slayer Pit. Mm-hmm. And I was in the pit and I didn't feel like the pit had started yet. And I saw a friend of ours, Aisa, in the crowd, and I looked and I put my hand up to wave, and then the next time I opened my eyes, I was on my back looking up at the sky, and I was like, I don't even know what happened. I didn't feel it coming, but it was like a hurricane just hit me.
It started right when you waved.
As soon as I waved at her, and then as soon as I looked back at her, she couldn't stop laughing, and I was like, all right!
Forever seared in her memory.
Yes,
that
for
is
sure.
The funniest thing. And a guy called last time, and he talked about how he fell down while the pit was happening.
Yes, it was going to get trampled.
Yeah, it was going to get trampled, and then all these dudes lifted him up at the last second, made sure he didn't get hurt. You know, people lose stuff. You lose, like, a shoe or your phone or keys or something, and I always love hearing about people getting that stuff back or whatever. Or maybe you don't, you know? And then you got a story about that.
That's what happened to you in the pit. So 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your stories, your calls, or your texts.
And for the best one, we got your tickets to go to the Ocean Wave Festival on the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th. You're going to see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more.
What happened to you in the pit? 800-520-1067. We are asking for your stories of being in the pit. What happened to you in the pit? 800-520-1067. What happened to you in the pit?
626 said, I saw Rage Against the Machine when they played their first show back at Coachella. I remember that.
Same.
That was amazing. He said, made the mistake of stopping to look around and enjoy the moment. Got nailed in the mouth and got a split lip, but it was worth it. 1,000,000%. That was one of the greatest shows of all
time.
That
was great, yes. It's What's Your Story? What happened to you in the pit is the question. 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to go to the Ocean Wave Festival on the beach in Santa Monica. You're going to see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and more.
All right, what happened to you in the pit?
So I was at the Cure concert in Frankfurt, Germany. I was wearing gladiator shoes, and the woman in front of me was wearing, like, really high heels, and she would keep on stepping my foot. But the best part was her cheeks right there next to my crotch. So I was, like, in pain and in heaven. Pain and in heaven.
Oh, my God. But wait a minute. Can we go back to the fact that you were wearing gladiator shoes, like sandals? Like Jesus?
It was the 80s.
Oh, it was the 80s. Okay.
And it was during The Cure?
During The Cure, yeah.
So she kept stepping on your foot with her high heels.
But when she did, that brought her into range.
Woo!
With her heels.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, Hi, I have a story about what happened to me in the Circle Pit. I was actually at Vans Warped Tour back in 2012 at the Pomona Fairplex.
Yes!
I'm going to age myself out. I was in middle school. What was I doing as a middle schooler there? Living my life.
Yes, you
and
were.
We were watching Pierce the Veil. My friend and I, we were towards the front, in the middle. And it was our first time at a concert. We got stuck in a circle pit. They trampled me, but the community is so kind. They saw that it was a little girl. They picked me up, and then they crowd surfed me to the front to get me to safety.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. Most epic.
I would be willing to bet that the thing that is most misunderstood about pits is that people are not mad or angry.
Right.
They're thrilled to be there. They're having fun and they take care of each other.
Yep. 1,000,000%.
Yes. That's so great. I love that.
I love it was Pierce the Veil too. That's so cool.
Pierce the Veil back in 2012. Yeah. So I'm so happy to see how much they've grown.
Yeah. No kidding.
Right.
K-Rock. Hello.
My friend Sue Beckman, she begged me to get up on her shoulders, and I was hesitant, but I did it anyway. And we're circling in the pit, and right away I get shoved off her shoulders, head first to the ground, which was cement. And somehow I managed to crawl out of there while getting stomped on by everyone.
All right, listen, not everybody gets taken care of.
I don't think it works like double-decker pit. I don't know.
Yeah, that's dangerous really to try even. Yeah.
Am I on the radio right now?
Yes.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
All right.
I'm so excited. I love you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
K-Rock, hello.
I was about 16 years old at Holiday Havoc at the Angel Stadium.
Yep.
And it was the end of the night. I lost my Nokia brick phone.
Right.
And I was watching with my friends, and I was like, I kicked a hot Cheeto bag, an empty hot Cheeto bag, and I said, my mom's going to kill me. The Cheeto bag flew, and my phone was under the Cheeto bag. And we were like, oh, my God. And I saw my phone.
What the hell? You just happened to stumble upon your phone that was under a hot
Cheeto
bag. Underneath
a hot Cheetos bag.
Yeah.
K-Rock, what happened to you in the pit?
Oh man, I got knocked out in the pit, bloody nose, and ended up with a broken arm.
Oh no!
What
Where
show?
Were, yeah.
Alanis Morissette?
No, I wish. It was Weenie Roast. It was one of the K-Rock Weenie Roast back in the day.
What band was on?
Pennywise, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Uh-huh, that checks out.
Was it Fletcher that broke your arm?
No, definitely not.
Because he could.
He would. Both. Yeah. Talking about making the best of it, we're taking your phone calls about what happened to you in the pit. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Mosh Pit Stories?
Yes, please.
So this is Aftershock 2024, last day. Motley Crue. And the Mosh Pit was going in a circle around a small group of people in the center.
Right.
I got hit hard and got knocked down.
Okay.
Somebody helped me up. And my glasses had fallen off.
Okay, so you lost your glasses.
I went back around in the circle, and when I got around to the point, someone put my glasses on my head.
No way!
They were bent, but they were there. In the
oh, my God. And they saw it. They saw them fall off, so they were ready for you to put them back on.
Exactly.
That's unbelievable. I love that.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
I got pepper sprayed at Rock the Bells.
Oh, me too!
Oh, Rage Against the Machine?
Yep.
After Wu-Tang?
Yep. Trying to get back to with our wristbands, and they wouldn't let us in, and then they unloaded on us all.
Yeah, that was rough.
Oh, my God.
That was a lot of pepper spray. Where were you when you were trying to get back?
At the top of the ramp, at the barricade where the sheriffs closed it off.
Oh, right, because the top part of the barricade was trying to jump over the barricade and get in the bottom part.
Right. As soon as Rage hit, a huge surge came from behind us, and we crashed that gate, and there was nothing but to go with them.
Oh, my God. So wild.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, guys. What's up? I have a good pit story for you.
Let's hear it. What happened to you in the pit?
Okay, so I'm a huge Metallica fan. Huge. And I was in the Snake Pit for the first time.
Woo!
Of course. Yeah, it was amazing. Of course, the mosh pit starts whipping around, and some dude went down, and he had his hands reached up, and my boyfriend and I reached down to help him up because you know, when somebody goes down, you help them up, right? It was getting buck wild, and he needed help. So he was wasted, of course, everybody was, and he grabbed my shirt and bra, which both ripped right down the front. So my tank top was now just ripped in half from the front, along with my bra that snapped in the front, like I said. So my shirt fly is open, and my tits are out. Can I even say?
Yeah!
Woo! So my tits are out. So anyway, I just took the bra off, tossed it in the mosh pit. I tied my tank top in a bow at the boobs and continued to rock out. But the best part, Jason Momoa was there that night and was watching the whole thing go down. I make eye contact with him. Dude gives me a medal, the medal sign.
Yes!
Everything, yes! Everything was all over me that night. Beer, urine, I'm just, like everything, spit, you name it. But you know what? I would do it all again. It was literally the best night of my life, and it was a double whammy because I'm in the snake pit, and I'm making eye contact and get a medal sign from Aquaman himself.
Beer, urine, and spit is not great.
All over me.
That's not what you want. Is it? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, but Aquaman.
I wanted that and more. Yes.
I'm sorry, but your story was absolutely unbeatable. Yeah. There was no way.
Congratulations. Hey. You are our winner.
Yeah.
Right.
Kelly.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're winning these tickets to go to the Ocean Wave Festival. You're going to see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more on the beach in Santa Monica.
That is sick.
Woo!
You rule. Thank you for calling. It is the Ocean Wave Festival. It's at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
You're going to get to see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more. And your next chance to win is coming up at 6.